It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Wednesday. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Not everybody can say that their football team is still playing football right now.
You're damn right.
It's what a time. What a time to be alive. So, in fact, yeah, very few. Only eight metropolitan areas have the fun that we have going on right now. So join us in on the fun by joining in on the conversation. 713-572-4610, the number to text. Also, always appreciate the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams.
Mm-hmm.
On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. How are we doing on this Wednesday?
Man, it's good. Just everybody is just pumped. I mean, life is just better around town. You know, Sean popped into the studio as he often does before the show and just like smiling, laughing, feels good.
That's unusual.
Howdy, fellas.
That's unusual for Sean to be smiling.
Howdy,
laughing,
fellas.
Huh?
And howdy, fellas. And then you weren't in there yet, Reggie, but I.
Yeah.
Double ding?
He did
what?
The double ding.
Today's a double dinger.
It's a okay. Double ding Wednesday.
All right.
Boy, that came out.
Yeah. I heard it as soon as it happened. That is right. But you know what?
A lot worse than I meant it to be.
We're going to let it flow. That happens a lot, apparently. But yeah, get involved with the program. Let's keep it simple to start on this Wednesday, a Wednesday in which we will be giving away a few things, another four pack of tickets to the Houston Automotive Show. That'll happen in the 12 o'clock hour also. We finished out.
Yeah,
the other giveaway,
hey,
we,
so. Lopez, did you deliver that grill yet?
I just got the email. It's coming, I think, next week.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. And you're going to put it together and everything.
Do we know who the winner is?
I'll get it for you.
Okay.
I'll get it for you.
Now, who's going to be the winner on Sunday is the conversation that we're all having and we will have for the next few days without question. But I think we should just start by appreciating the matchup here. You've got the Patriots, and we've kind of set this up as a potential road of exorcism of demons for
part
the Texans.
Two.
Yes, this would be part two of it. It's not a rivalry, right, as of yet, but could it be?
Yeah, look, it's not. It's not a rivalry yet. One team has to stop losing, that team being the Houston Texans. I think we kind of are on the brink of something really cool. We've seen them with the Patriots. We've seen them, Patriots and Colts. Postseason, not in the same division, but postseason rivals. We've seen Niners, Cowboys, very similar back in the day. Just go on and on. Like when it all falls together, and you have the coach. Both these teams have the coach. We're pretty sure of that.
Coaches that has stability and will be here for a handful of years.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, postseason rivalries. We have the quarterbacks. I get it. We'll get to that. You know, CJ's coming off a bad day.
We haven't had this conversation. CJ's going to be here, right? Like, does anybody have doubt? Oh. I understand that this ends up being a good conversation, and we can do the conversation. We will do the conversation. At some
what
point.
You mean be here?
He will contract. Be on the Texans with a second contract.
Yeah, just like Trevor Lawrence was on the Jags all the time.
Oh,
right?
No, just like.
And the qualifications there?
No, I don't think the Texans are going to decline his option or nothing.
No, but not even just his option, that next contract. I feel pretty confident that's going to happen. Whether or not it should happen or whether you like it, those are conversations that
it's going to happen. Yeah. But if we like it or not,
those quarterbacks will be here. I just wanted to flesh that out.
100%. Except don't ask my wife. But still, both teams have the coaches. Both teams have the quarterbacks. Both teams are built, you know, roster wise, largely. So, I mean, I know there's some older players here and there. For the duration. There also are some connections that feed the rivalry. You can go back to Letterman jackets, and I think more precisely,
should they bring him back?
No, God, no. And you can also go back to.
I feel like the problem was there wasn't enough detail. I feel like you put more patches on the Letterman jacket, it goes right. No,
division champs, like a district champs.
Can't even do that this year, can you?
They have them, three of them, lying down one shoulder like those guys that flex in college, and you should never wear your Letterman jacket in college, by the way. That's a helpful hint for the youngsters.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't. You don't wear your Letterman jacket once you get to
Why
college.
Not? I'm not disagreeing. I ain't go to college. I ain't got no Letterman jacket. I ain't graduate high school, so I want to know why.
It feels like you're living in the glory of the past once you get to college.
Also that you're kind of thirsty, and hey, nobody cares. You know, you're in college now. So helpful hint as an aside to all the youngsters out there listening. Good for you for winning three straight district championships and making the second team all district team.
Who is this youngster we're talking about?
Burn your jackets.
But don't, no, you don't burn it. Hell, I still have my jacket in the attic somewhere.
Yeah, no, definitely keep it. Yeah, it's a good
But don't wear your letter jacket in college. All right, set that
That's
aside.
Clearly very useful advice for our listening audience.
I wonder when the best
All of the high school juniors and seniors that listen to In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
But more significantly, the best rivalries are brothers, family members, you know, friends, tight friends. My best friend from fourth grade went to Texas. I went to A&M. And Nick Caserio, Cole Popovich, Nick Cayley, scouts, professional and college scouts, all have that bond with New England. So I think we are on the brink of a legitimate rivalry with the Patriots, but you got to do your part. You got to do your part, and you got to win this game or win a game very soon in the postseason. Hopefully, this one. And then I started thinking about, could this be the lasting rivalry in the AFC?
That is a possibility. This Patriots team is on the upswing, and I mean, it's funny because You already have some of the early seeds of it in that last year when you faced off against the New England Patriots. That was Drake May's first start. Like that is his entry into the NFL in reality. And you got the victory, but I vividly remember feeling, oh, they got something in his Drake May hat. Mm-hmm. And boy, and I'm not trying to big up myself because I also didn't think that it would get this good this quick for him. But he looks like he's going to be somewhat of a mainstay. Now, I will stop and press pause because how often do we do this in sports where we see a thing and we go, oh, yeah, this is going to be a thing forever.
Yeah.
5, 10 years. And then 3 years later, we're like, what happened?
Where'd it go? Where is that
right?
guy?
I don't think that that'll be the case, but I do want to put that asterisk knowing that that happens. Yeah. However, he does feel like he's going to have a level of staying power. Mike Vrabel, as you mentioned, a good coach. And it feels like they will have more opportunities to invest around what they have right now to where, yes, they had an easy schedule this year, but they also are only in year two of this particular build around Drake May. And so they could be there. And I think with this Texans team, actually, I should ask this as a question. How, and this is a future conversation, but because we're having this and trying to see how these teams work in parallel, how do you view the near and maybe not so near future of the Texans team? Because it feels like they also have a lot of dues that they're paying.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're leaning on some veteran, you know, free agents that they have brought in at times.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good about like not just this year, but the next 3 to 5 years?
I feel great about it. You know how I feel. I've said it multiple times. The cap doesn't worry me too much. I know you got to pay this guy and this guy. Oh, no, by the way, that guy too. You're there for a reason. They're going to be able to figure it out. So yes, I think they're built, you know, for the long term. Now let's look at some other potential possibilities here.
Okay,
would the Broncos fit in that category as perhaps a Texans rival? I think there's some holes in that argument. I really do. You know,
in the Broncos as a potential rival?
I mean, they have the quarterback. They have a very good defense. I think they're pretty stiff against the cap still, aren't they? They're pretty bad.
You're going to make me do that.
Thing. And who knows with Sean Payton, you know, how long he's going to be doing it. I think the Jaguars might be a possibility. That's an in division one that you could see in the postseason as well.
Yeah. There's definitely some life in the AFC, but it's very fair to also look at the Patriots putting up 14 wins again against an easy schedule and make the acknowledgement that one of our texters has already made that it's very easy to argue that they're ahead of schedule.
Oh, yeah.
And this could grow into something, which, by the way, makes me very annoyed about Patriots fans in general, because they had all of like 4 years, a handful of years of being like, oh, no, we're so bad. And here they are back looking like a viable team again. But, yeah, no, these teams could run along each other a number of times. And you got to get this win here to make this, I think, to make this a real rivalry, but really to get in early, man. And you can mention the number of players and overlap here, including What up, Darrell Taylor? Just today.
How about that?
We find out that Darrell Taylor has found his next home in New England. How much of this do you think is Darrell Taylor is a useful piece to them, and how much of this do you think is them trying to get any level of leg up?
I think it's more leg up, to be honest. A lot of times,
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, I think the answer the answer is yes, but let's keep in mind, this is the New England Patriots, right? These are the Patriots.
And it's Mike Vrabel who very much spent a lot of time under Bill Belichick, yes, and understands the way that he operates.
The guys that are really good at every significant or even less significant advantage, they take advantage. And by the way, just real quick, that's another thing about the rivalry with the Patriots that I hope develops. You also have to have like different cultures and styles, like the aloof, oh, we win all the time. Sean was on their radio show yesterday.
The one radio show they had?
The NASN. He said they are cocky.
Yeah.
They are.
That's cocky. What I'm saying. Patriots fans went through like 3 years of disappointment and act like they did something.
Yeah, they're cocky. They think this is like predetermined. It's going to happen.
Yeah, they've been doing the Drake May thing as if he's fallen from heaven. I'm interested, though, in this Darrell Taylor thing. I don't know that I put this in the same bucket as a lot of the other former players. Like when you play Kansas City and Damian Pierce ends up over there, and I go, all right, how much is that going to help?
I absolutely do.
I think back to last week, which maybe this weekend, maybe this isn't the greatest thing because you ultimately whooped the absolute you-know-what out of the Steelers. But Aaron Rodgers, them talking about Aaron Rodgers being able to see their calls and, adapt to it. How I feel like Darrell Taylor has a pretty good understanding of this defense, and I know this defense doesn't do anything spectacular, and what they really do is they just beat you with what they do physically, talented, execution-wise. But those little notes, especially for an inexperienced Drake May, if they can get, hey, this is a little key, this is a little shortcut for you, I think that could be. I don't know if that'll be the difference in the game. I don't want to act like that huge. But it could be a factor that helps their offense be a little bit more effective against what is a monster level defense in this Texans team. A lot of interesting things with this game. I already think that there's some things that we saw in this game that could carry over into the divisional round game. And we'll talk about that and more here on this Wednesday edition of In the Loop. But coming up next, I actually want to go to the Rockets. Rockets get off the slide, shout out to Lil Kiki, by getting a victory against the Bulls last night. However, I think that there's a larger scale question that we need to ask. Are the Rockets in a crisis of identity? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.